يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه، وبعد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We will continue inshallah for the same series that we started last week to make our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a unique example for us, especially for spouses, for husbands and wives, because this is the hidden knowledge. You will not find a lot of scholars or a lot of people talking about the knowledge that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to practice with his own family members inside his house. We might hear a lot of knowledge that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to pray in a certain way, and he encouraged all of us to imitate him. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. And for Hajj also, pilgrimage, khudhu anni manasikakum. Imitate me. You know, learn how to perform pilgrimage from me, because he is the only person we will learn from him. This is the second source of knowledge after the revelation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to us. And this is why I would love to stress and to express the point for all of us as husbands and the wives, as a spouse. And we were talking last time about Sayyida Aisha. You know, the most beloved person to the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When somebody asked him, who is the most beloved one to your heart? And he said, Aisha. Subhanallah. He wasn't shy to mention her name in front of everybody. And Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As, he told the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I mean from men's side, not from women's side. And he said, her father, Abu Bakr, subhanAllah, if, you know, he's showing his love to Aisha, you know, if not from the women's side, from her dad, subhanAllah, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. And Sayyidina Amr ibn As, he said, he mentioned many names. I thought he will mention my name amongst them, but I stopped. I did not ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after that about who is the most beloved person to your heart, O Messenger of Allah. Today, inshallah, we will learn a very important technique. You know, and just pay attention for that, and you will be rewarded for the actions, and you will soften your wife's heart or your husband's heart. This is the technique that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do. You know, because sometime when we deal with the al-jins al-akhar, when we deal with the women, we do not know how to deal with them. Don't take me wrong. This is our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the unique example. He used to deal with his wives in very unique way. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik alayhi. You know, for ladies or sisters, they have different way to express their feelings, different than us as a man. For them, she might speak up and to say, I love you. Subhanallah. How many times that you heard your wife mention that she loves you? How many times? Sometime the husband might really feel boring. It's enough. I got it. Wallahi, I learn. I know that you love me. See? But for us as a man, hardly when you tell your wife that you love her. Subhanallah. But you might prove your love for her to buy something for her. It's difficult for us to say it by our tongues. You might buy some furniture for her, or some diamonds, or some gold. This is the proof that you love her. But it's much easier to practice the love by your actions for men. But for women, it's much easier for them to practice the love when she expresses her feelings to her husband. And this is Sayyida Aisha, no, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged us to listen to her ahadith. Even for the half of our religion, you know, because our religion has the commands, the orders that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made openly in front of everybody outside of his house. And the other half of our religion, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the order inside his house, dealing with his wives and dealing with the people who lives inside his house. And as Sayyida Aisha, the most important source for us to learn our religion inside the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And she used to say, "Kuntu urajjilu شعر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنا حائض." I used to comb the hair of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم during the time of period, of my period. What that means? Yeah, we will learn what that means. And when some companions ask her, what is the first action that Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم used to do when he arrived into his house? Can you imagine? What is the, like when we came to the masjid, you know, the first action we need to pray, Salat Tahiyyat al-Masjid, you know, to show greeting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to greet Allah azza wa jal and his house. And can you imagine what is the first action Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do when he entered into his house? Who knows? Salam, it's good. No. Actions. Huh? Doing siwak. Subhanallah, siwak. You know siwak? Why? The similar way today, what? Huh? Toothbrush. Good job. Yes. What did we learn from this? See, brother? You know, this is the point. Our scholar, they learned from the action of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be ready to kiss his wives. Subhanallah. Because he would love to have a good breath. We never think about this way in our life. We might memorize the hadith that the first action Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do to deal with the siwak, miswak, to clean his mouth, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to clean his, subhanallah, teeth. And we never thought. Because, you know, we might have some Muslims, they smoking. And they did not realize how they will harm their spouse. Either way, husbands or the wives. They smoking, or some of them, they might drink wine or alcohol. And they did not notice that this is very bad action, very bad smell. And it might force their wives to go away from them. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, حتى اللقمة يضعها في فيه زوجته له بها أجر. You know, the piece of bread to put in the mouth of your wife, you will take reward for that. You will soften her heart. You will respect her. You will show respect for her. Our problem today inside our houses, there is no respect between spouses. Let us really be honest. And this is the harmful for our children, because when they saw that their dad and their mom did not show respect to each other, what do you expect from them? They will be worst. They will be more bad than the husband and the wife. Just النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم taught us how to deal with your wife, how to deal with them, how to express your love toward them. Just to deal with the personal cleanliness, you know, just, and this is the sunnah, by the way, even if you will deal with your wife or not, this is the sunnah, sunan al-fitra, sunan al-fitra that Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam used to do, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us to do, you know, to cut your nails and to shave your hair around your private part, under your armor and under your arms, and to clean any unwanted stuff in your body. Any way will cause bad smell, just get rid of it. And this is why the sunnah, when we make wudu, you need to wash any part might cause, you know, impure the stuff. Make sure that يعني تغسل كل الأماكن التي يتكون فيها الأتربة أو يتكون فيها الأشياء القذرة. You know, the nails. You know, clean it and cut your nails. Make sure there is no way for impure the stuff to stay and to cause bad smell later on. Under your arms. You know, around your private parts. Subhanallah. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sunnah al-anbiya. The legal ways of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the prophets of Allah azza wa jal. And if you deal with this a certain way, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, السيدة عائشة narrated very unique hadith in صحيح البخاري. تقول عائشة رضي الله عنها وأرضاها, كنت أضع الطيب في شعر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I used to put the perfume, the good smell, on the hair of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and his beard. حتى أرى وبيص الطيب في شعره. To see the lightening of the good smell in his hair and his beard, صلى الله عليه وسلم. What that means? When you, we might have some people really, they have very expensive suit, but they forget to clean themselves. He might have a suit, $1,000. MashaAllah, he's very, and he put the perfume and MashaAllah, very good smell. But inside his body, he's not clean. And one lady, she came to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. I will conclude with this one. She came to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu and she said, I don't want to stay with my husband anymore. This is what Sayyidina Umar understood from her. And he looked at her husband. It's a shameful. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, if we have sisters, we really need to rethink about our system in this life. When Sayyidina Umar looked at her husband, really very bad smell, very bad image, very bad, you know, his nails very long, his hair very long. And the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam encouraged us, if you, من كان له شعر فليكرم, whosoever has a long hair, he's supposed to honor his hair, you know, to wash it and to put some good smell and to comb it, to make a very nice looking. And when Sayyidina Umar looked at the husband, he recognized something missing here. And he told his wife, just sit, and told the husband, go, take a shower and comb your hair, put some good smell, cut your nails. And he came back and he introduced him to his wife. And she was scared. She did, how many times that we really, like Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas used to say, you know, I would love to make tazayyun, to beautify my body for my wife as what I wish from her side. I wish that she will beauty her body and make some, the same way, because we are same brothers. You have right and you have to give also her right. This is the same way. After the lady recognized her husband, What happened? Say la ilaha illallah. She chose to go back with him to her house. And she canceled the divorce. She came to Sayyidina Umar as a judge to divorce her. How many cases in the court today between husband and wife, they are asking for divorce? Did we ask ourselves, what's the problem? What's going on? And you might find, subhanAllah, they are pious. They are good in front of people, but you don't know what's going on inside their houses. This is what we need to pay attention for, because the time is very short. But inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will continue, you know, how to educate ourselves, how to learn to deal with our wives or to deal with our husbands. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide all of us to correct path. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us to stay firm in our religion, to be role models in our religion. Allahumma ameen. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina, waslul sakhaima sudurina, wa tawalla amrana, wa ahsin khalasana, wajbur kasrana, birahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Allahumma rudda al muslimina ila dinika maraddan jameela, khudh bina wasina ilayk, akhdha al kirami alayk, wa sallillahumma wa sallim wa barik ala nabiyina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.